I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. In his most recent column on the Outdoor News Backyard and Beyond page, nature writer Stan Tequila wrote about a creature we sometimes take for granted during the summer, fireflies. I'll tell you more about these amazing creatures when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The long evenings of summer bring out many interesting insects that folks in the Great Lakes region won't find any other time of year. Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila said he was thinking about that one recent summer evening while watching a bunch of soft-bodied beetles that we know as fireflies. These amazing insects have the remarkable ability to emit light through their bodies. Fireflies live in temperate and tropical regions around the world, although many countries no longer have them. Here in the United States, they're found in damp forests, wet meadows, and other protected areas that have some leaf litter covering the ground. Despite their big bright light, our fireflies are tiny little insects, less than half an inch long. Why do these beetles emit light? Well, it's for mate selection. Those blinking lights are how they find each other during the reproductive season, and even though all those lights look the same to people, it's how male and female fireflies tell each other apart in the dim evening light. Tequila writes that fireflies have been around for nearly 100 million years, yet they're still amazing. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.